The Bible has much more to say about the positive side of confession of our faith. Romans 10, 9, and 10. I don't know if you can pick that up now. I don't have time to wait. Romans 10, 9, and 10, most of you like me, but we need to look at it anyway. You know, we can quote these things by heart, but listen to what it says. That if thou shalt do what?
Confess
with thy mouth. And what? That shall confess thy mouth, the Lord Jesus. And shall do what? Believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shall be saved. Didn't say you might be. Thou shall be saved. And you can tell the devil, take that. Because he comes up trying to tell you something about you not saved because of this. The Bible says, remember what Jesus said to Satan? He came out of that 40-day fast. Satan said, if you be the Son of God, what did he say? If you be who?
The Son of God.
Command these stones to be made bread. What did Jesus say? It is written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that what? That comes out, proceed, or come out of the mouth of God. Now, we just read it. It is written. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth, who? The Lord Jesus. And shall believe in thine heart, thou shalt be what? Didn't say you might be saved, shall be saved. Then it said, for with the heart, he tells exactly what happened. With the heart, and I pray you're paying attention because we're going to talk about a few things before we let you go, and then we'll let you go. For with the heart, with what?
The heart.
The heart, the inner man, your heart, the heart of man, the spirit of man, the core of his being. Man is a spirit. I am a spirit. You are a spirit. And with the heart, with my heart, man believes unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made what? Unto salvation. That's the confession that gets you into the kingdom. And once you get in, it works all the way through the kingdom. Jesus said, and I'm getting a little ahead of myself, Jesus said, but it's bad repeating. Jesus said to us, these words came out of the mouth of Jesus. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have what? Whatsoever he says. Now, Jesus said that when he was here on earth in flesh, he said, you can have whatsoever you say. Now, did he tell the truth or he just talking? All right. So, this does not refer to confessing sin, he said. This is confessing Jesus. Exactly, see, we just confessed Jesus. And you build that inside of your spirit. What are you doing? That I become more conscious. I become more conscious of what's in me and who is in me than the things around me. Because there's a lot of stuff out there will come against you. But because they come against you, you know from revelation knowledge, because you have taken time to feed the word of God in your heart. And the spirit of God, once you feed on the word, meditate on it, it becomes revelation. Become revelation. And revelation, this is what Jesus said about revelation, or said the prayer that Paul prayed. that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, this is Ephesians 1:17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, may give unto you, what? The spirit of wisdom and what? Revelation, what? In the knowledge of him. Now, we just confess Jesus is our Lord. Now we need revelation of that Lordship. It's not good enough just to remember and repeat it from remembrance, because the word in your head is just like I would take a bunch of seeds and to raise me some corn and line them up down through these aisles and around and wait for them to come up. We can come back next week, come back next month, they still hadn't done a thing. Why? Because it's something wrong with the seed? No, it's just in the wrong place. The word of God won't work in your head. It got to get in your heart. Why do you want this word in your heart? Because that's where life is at. Jesus said in John 6:63, my words are spirit and they are life. Okay? I may need to be turning instead of this, but we're trying to drive to a point. So he said, this does not refer to confessing sin, this is confessing Jesus. In his heart, man believes, and with the mouth he confessed that Jesus is Lord. Now look what Proverbs 6:2 said, you are snared with the word of your mouth. With the words that come out of your mouth, you're snared. This is Proverbs 6:2. You are taken with the words that come out of your mouth. You capture your own self. You're snared. You're taken with the words of your mouth. If this is important, we need to pay what? Very close attention with what will come out of our mouth.
Right.
Because what you say is framing the world you're going to live in. Now, what kind of world do you want to live in? You want to live in a world that's full of trouble? You want to live in a world on just barely getting along? You want to live in a world full of confusion? Do you want to live in a world full of tension and strife and resentment? Just what kind of world do you want? You want sickness and disease to rule your life? Do you want poverty and lack to hound you all the time? That's what you have to deal with. You can't hardly live because you're so bound up with poverty and lack. Or do you want to be domed down with sin and all that addiction that come with it? Or what do you want? You have to make a choice. Once you confess the Lordship of Jesus,